The United States transferred limited sovereignty to an interim Iraqi government today, 2 days earlier than planned, given fears that insurgents would upstage the events. The United States now has a new ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. He left his post at the United Nations to take the job, and the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is John Danforth, a former Republican senator from Missouri. He spoke to Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep earlier this morning.
Ambassador, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations to you. Now that power has been transferred in Iraq to an Iraqi government, what does the United States need from the United Nations in that situation?
Well, I think that we need what the United Nations has said that it would provide when the Security Council adopted Resolution 1546 a few weeks ago. That is a central role in the rebuilding of Iraq. Help with respect to holding the election, help with respect to the drafting of a constitution, a whole range of efforts relating to the development of Iraq and the rebuilding of the country.
Well, you come into a situation where the United Nations doesn't even have very many people on the ground, if any, in Iraq. They withdrew many of their humanitarian aid workers after a bombing in August 2003.
That's right, and the United Nations has taken the position that they will require security for UN personnel in Iraq, but it's very important that they be actually present in the country, not that they do fly-ins from Jordan, but that they be there, that they be present not only in Baghdad, but throughout the country. And the need, therefore, is to provide the security so that they can do their job.
Well, is the United States or the new Iraqi government going to be able to assure United Nations workers security anytime soon?
This is what the UN is going to require, and it's urgent that it be done, and it's very important that not only the United States, but that other countries participate in this.
Any prospect of the United Nations encouraging other countries to send more troops into Iraq?
I think that that would only happen with respect to providing security for UN personnel. Of course, the position of the United States is that the more comprehensive the participation of the UN in Iraq, the better.
Has the Bush administration changed its thinking about the importance of or the role of the United Nations in the world today?
I don't know that you could say that because, you know, I mean, obviously there has been a major debate going on around the world with respect to what should have been done in Iraq. The U.S. Went to the United Nations, went to the Security Council. We were unable to get a resolution by the Security Council. Therefore, we were left in a position with putting together a so-called coalition of the willing. But the view of the United States has always been to ask for the participation of the United Nations.
Ambassador Danforth, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Danforth is the new United States Ambassador to the United Nations, and he will be sworn in on Thursday.